This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
This episode of 19 Cats and Counting is brought to you by Meow Greens. Get a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to meowgreens.com and use promo code 19cats.
Hello, my cat-loving friends. I am super excited today. So we had a guest on some time ago, and, you know, she's an animal communicator. And Rita was so skeptical, like her last words before hitting enter was like, I don't believe in this. And then she freaked us out and changed our lives. And we have no explanation for this. But after this word from our amazing sponsor, we will be back and we will introduce you to Kara. And let you in on this. Prepare to be amazed.
You know, it's tough watching our 30 sanctuary cats age. And, you know, they're developing health issues and they're just slowing down since we cater to seniors. We're always looking for ways to improve their health and happiness. And that's why we're taking the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge, right, Linda?
Yes, I'm so excited. We love the natural stuff. And Meow Greens was invented by a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Dennis Black. They say you'll see changes in just 30 days, like a shinier coat and increased energy. In 60 days, a stronger immune function and improved joint function. At 90 days, you'll see better digestion, reduced inflammation, and improved heart health. It might even reduce cancer risk. And you don't have to change their food. You just add this. Rita, how could we get everybody to try this?
Well, right now, our listeners can pounce, get it, on their free Jumpstart trial bag for their cat's health. Just go to roughgreens.com, use our promo code 19cats. That's roughgreens.com. And if you use the promo code 19cats, all you have to cover is the cost of shipping.
Yes, I am so excited to watch the changes in our cats. And I want our listeners to all try this out. It's free, just the cost of shipping, free. And let us know the improvements you're seeing. Remember, that's rough, R-U-F-F, greens.com, promo code 19cats.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to 19 Cats and Counting. I am your co-host, Linda Hall, here with the ever-gorgeous blonde bombshell, my BFF, my ride or die, Rita Reimers.
I feel like it's been forever since we've done something together. Yeah, because you did the last podcast by yourself.
I did. There's a lot going on. But Rita, do you remember the first time we had Kara as our guest?
I do, because I didn't believe in this stuff at all. I have some experience with spiritual encounters in my life, but for some reason, I just didn't really believe in this because, you know, how can you, you know, your cat or your dog says this, prove them wrong. You know, you can't. However, Kara told us some stuff that there's no way in H-E-L-L she could have known.
So my dog scarf, and you didn't even know about the dog scarf.
I didn't know about it.
Buried the dog in the scarf. Anyway, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Let's get Kara in here. Kara. From Pet's Eye View.
Yay.
We love you, right? Like, we love
you. I love you.
Oh, my gosh. You have made such a difference. You pointed out things. I mean, the thing about the dog and the scarf really freaked me the heck out. I'm not going to lie, because it was like, how in the world? It had been years since the dog had worn anything, and the dog told you that she missed this pink thing, and you were like, I don't know what she's talking about. I did. Rita didn't. Yes, she loved it. All the scarf she wore, so I went and got her a scarf. But you also pointed out things, you know, like this one feels this way, or this one's kind of separating, or you said something to me about my orange cat Galway, and you said it very nicely, but basically it was like, you know, he needs more. And I was like, no, I give all my cats attention. And then I realized he does isolate. So I started making it a point to go in the dining room, which was his hangout, and pay attention to him. And all of a sudden, he's in my room and so much happier. You did that.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
What a gift.
I have some pets like that, too. You've got to make a point to go to them. And I think that's what, Kara, you were pointing out, is that certain cat, Linda, needed to make a point to go.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, when you have a multiple pet household, dogs, cats, horses, doesn't really matter what it is. There's always a few really big personalities, and then there's personalities who will just let the other one. I call it the vanilla ice cream cone and the rocky road, right? The rocky road's always going to get more attention because they kind of demand more attention. But it doesn't mean that the other ones don't need it. It's that they're either afraid to ask for it or feel like it's not their role to ask for it, and then can kind of easily overlooked. So it's important. And you know, that's one of the things I always do with my clients is I will ask the animals, what do they think their jobs are or their purposes are in the house? That's what most animal communicators do and have been trained to do. And then if that purpose or job doesn't match with the household or their personality, we try to shift it. But if you have multiple animals like both of you do, it's very common for 2 to 3 animals to try to be wanting to do the same job, and then they're competing. So you have to find a way to give everyone separate but equal jobs, right?
I can see that. I could see that just thinking about my old cat household.
Give us some examples of what a job might be, because you talked about this before and I was like, okay. And then I had a terrible time trying to come up with jobs for these cats.
Especially when
you've
got 18.
And I know there's some jobs you don't want to give your cats. So what are some jobs and what don't we want to give them?
Right. Okay. So first of all, this is all, you can all grab this in an ebook that's free. If you go to my website, it's on the website, right? It's called Hidden Reasons Your Pet Acts the Way They Do. You can download it from there or find it on my link tree on any of my social media pages. But, jobs are very unique and particular, and you're right. If you have 19 animals, it's difficult to give each one a very specific or different job. So you might stump me there. But I would say like a really shy or quiet animal, you'd want to give them something like just being pretty. Maybe that's all they need to do. Aww. For right.
I want that to be, can that be my job?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not?
And Linda likes to be told she's pretty too.
Yeah, I do as well. And then what was I going to say? You asked a question about what jobs don't. So I do not personally like the jobs of protector, baby, or healer. I don't like either any of those jobs.
We've made 2 of those mistakes.
Yeah, well, a lot of dogs are hired as protectors, right? That's fine. I understand you might have a guard dog and that's the purpose of them on their property, but you still want to call them something like second lieutenant so that they don't feel that they're in charge of the entire property line and you are doing
a lot of pressure.
Capable, right?
That's overwhelming, right?
You're still the leader and then they're the second in command, kind of. That's how you would frame that. Healer, lots of cats are healers. Natural healers sit right on top of you. And that's only bad, in my opinion, because they naturally want to do it. And I'm sure we'll get comments on this podcast, people going, that's wrong. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. You do you. But for me, I don't want my animal becoming sick, because I don't think they can process all of that energy all the time, right? Without clearance. So calling them the healer is kind of a challenge.
You can make them your. What if they do it on their own though, Kara?
They can do it on their own and they will, but you're still going to do something to energetically get rid of it. We were talking about that before the show. Cleanse your house spiritually. I sometimes just look at my animals. I had cancer 7 years ago with a diagnosis of 50% death within a year. And I had chemo, I had radiation, the whole thing. And my animals were on top of me, right? And I was very scared and they were definitely trying to heal me. But I still would say, hey, your job is not to take everything off of me. Your job is to be my friend. But if I die, you got 2 little boys you got to take care of. So
yeah.
Don't forget that. And then you can kind of just sweep the energy off of them. And then I like to ask them, how old would you like to be? How old would you like to be today? Especially the older ones always like to be between 1 and 5. And then I fill them with golden light and seal them off and say, none of my energy or none of the negative energy in this house, if someone's had a fight or is really sad, it doesn't get attached to you. You can help me with it. Be my friend. Let me cuddle you. But then it's going to drop right off of you. Even if all that does is make you feel like, okay, I'm not asking this of this animal. They are reading your thoughts and your pictures. And then they go, oh, I don't have to carry all that burden. I can help her. I can purr with her. I can lay with her. But it's not mine to carry around the house. Because you will also notice when people are really anxious, your animals sometimes have an anxious reaction as well.
Yes, we tell this to clients at all. Clients all the time. Nervous wrecks.
Mary Bradford is one. I don't know if I should say her name out loud, but she owns it. She knows.
I love her. She's like, I'm neurotic. Write that down. I'm neurotic. She signs all her emails. God bless her. You hit me with that. That's what the look on my face. My kismet, you know, he was just the most special animal in the world. And my daughter had this seizure disorder and she wasn't living with me at the time. She was out. And she was having seizures all the time. And she went through neurologists and cardiologists and nobody could figure it out. They implanted. It was a mess. Nothing could fix it. Nothing. One day she came to see me and she was in the kitchen, probably shopping out of my cupboards, filling bags because she did that a lot when she was moved out. And she walked in my bedroom and she said, I'm getting hot. And I said, sit down. And I'm freaking because when she's postdictal after the seizure, she's crazy and we'll try to get out of that. It's all
very strong too.
And I'm like, yeah, strong as an ox. And I'm like, please Jesus, don't do the bleed, Lord, please help me, Lord. And Kismet came in here and got on her and looked at her like he was studying her. And then he very deliberately was putting his paws in different places. And I just sat there stunned, unable to speak, which you know is a miracle straight from God because no one can shut me up.
And never at a loss for words.
Absolutely. And he started purring at this noise rate decibel that I'd never heard before. And he stopped her seizure. And after that, I was like, oh my gosh, Kizzy is our healer. Kizzy will fix everything. And anytime somebody's feeling, I'm like, where's Kizzy? I watched him every time he helped somebody. He went and slept for hours and it looked like we drained his soul and it broke my heart. And then I don't remember if it was when we were talking or one of your videos. I don't know. If y'all don't follow her, Pet's Eye View, please. She's on all the socials. Go. It's helpful. And you said something about jobs you don't want to do. And you mentioned healer. And I went, oopsies. And I looked at the picture and went, yeah, I'm draining and killing my cat, who P.S. is FIV positive and has autoimmune issues. Oh, crap. So I went out and told him, still not completely sure what I'm doing, but I believe you because you've changed things, so many things in my life. And I went out and petted him and I said, I appreciate it when you help everybody in this household. I appreciate it so much. But you have to know that's not your responsibility. We've got doctors and stuff. Your responsibility is to be you. We adore you for who you are. And he stopped checking on everybody all the time and hanging out all the time. And
you had another one too, Nurse Latte.
I released.
She used to do
that. Nurse Latte was the same way. Yes.
And we just got her last time that y'all were down, you and Nikki, that my Bella is a healer.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Nikki started to have a seizure and Bella came right over and loved on her and stopped it. And I was like, and I knew the love for Bella.
They wanted to put Bella in their suitcase.
Yeah. I said, well, we're going to need to take her home now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I want to be really clear for those people who are watching this. It's not that your animals cannot help with your physical or your emotional care. It's just that you can't give them only praise for that thing, right? And then you have to clean them off. You have to energetically kind of clean them off and remind them not to hold it, right? We can do things like, I kind of feel drained from that talk I had with my depressed relative, or I kind of feel like I'm in physical pain from like, all the emotion I'm carrying around because of this problem, that problem, whatever. And then you go and you get a massage, or you go and you take a big long shower. The cats can't do the same thing. So yes, they can transmit the energy, but I think in order to help them faster along, to just kind of just move your hand around their body and like clean it off and say like, thanks,
yeah.
Oh, that was helpful. But you don't have to do that all the time. I'm good.
I need to do that with my cats because when both my parents passed, you were here. They were very, very clingy for a long time. Right, because I was crying all the time.
That's insane.
I'm okay now, and they're not needing to heal me, but I probably haven't like released them from that responsibility, like you just said.
Yeah, you could just tell them, I appreciate your help, but don't feel like that's the only thing you have to do, and make sure you clear your bodies, right? And then I want to talk about peace in your home, so we can just kind of get that out there. We just talked about purposes or jobs, right? Like, how, what's your job in the house? You can give them up to two jobs. They don't have to be crazy. You might have a really funny cat who's the comedian, you know, or you can have a silly cat or the beautiful cat. I don't like queen or king either most of the time, unless it's okay. If you have one animal and it can be the king, no big deal. Or if nobody else in the household minds the king, that's okay. But you also want to then look at, if the acronym is PEACE, which is what I use, you look at the environment that they live in. What are they triggered by? What are the other animals and the other people in the house? How tidy is the energy? Now, that's a whole other episode we could do.
I was going to say, what's that about?
Yeah.
How tidy is the house? Now, I am an ADHD woman.
Oh, right.
It's disabled. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that my house looks all clean all the time, because it doesn't. But the number of animals who tell me that they really appreciate a little bit of a tidy bed, or like not too much clutter to move through, it helps them energetically.
Oh, yeah, it's so true.
Also, who are they living with and how do they get along with those animals and other people? Are you guys having a lot of yelling in your house? What's going on? Right? Manage that. Or are you upset? You're having a particularly emotional period? Then you wouldn't be surprised if one of your animals starts peeing outside the box, in part because they know you're stressed and that stress reflects to them. And then assumption, which is one of the things you talk about, which you taught me, which is like, you don't just let them get away with everything. Like, you have a cat who chases another cat, you're going to do like the make a good choice and the timeouts.
Absolutely.
Rewards and consequences.
Energetic boundaries around that, right? And then there's the animal communication piece, which you could hire me for. But everyone is an animal communicator. You just don't trust everything you're getting. But if you're able to look at your animal and describe their personality, you're an animal communicator. So you know what they're thinking when they look at you, right? What do they need? I like to tell people, go in a separate room, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths. Make sure you feel you're centered in your heart, and then just ask your animal, what do you need? And ask for it not to be something you would assume, but for them to really tell you. And you might hear something, feel something, know something, or get a picture of something, right? So that's the communication piece. And then the final piece is energy work and body work. You might have to hire an energy worker like me to work on an illness or a behavior. And body work, I teach courses in body work because animals hold so much physical pain that they are not going to tell you about. But simple massage techniques in your home can change both their anxiety levels and their pain levels. And it cracks me up the number of people come to me and go like, my dog or my cat's being a jerk, right? Da, 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 da. And the minute I tune in with that animal, I'm like, well, their flipping mouth hurts because they got 6 rotted teeth.
I'm a jerk when I'm sick too, right?
That's not a jerk. That's a cat who is in pain and is protecting their body, right?
I want to talk more about this, but I know we got to take a break, Rita.
Yep, we'll be right back after we hear from our wonderful sponsor. I want to talk more about this. We might need to do such a podcast. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with 19 Cats and Counting and the wonderful Kara from Pet's Eye View, who gives us so much insight into our pets and makes us think about it in ways we never did before. So we're talking about not assigning heavy jobs and releasing the energy and pressure from your cats.
I love, there were a couple of things that she said. So one, talking about the clutter. Rita, how many times has your toaster been peed on because it's sitting on the counter?
Yeah.
My toasters, my coffee pots, they don't want that crap on the counter, and they will spray it, mark their territory. So something is upsetting about this to them. And
I've stopped with the toaster, but I had what Colby used to, I don't know why he would pee on the toaster. I had to put it in the microwave after I got a new toaster, of course.
Yes. Yeah. 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 First, you get a new toaster. But yeah. Anything
but
clutter.
How many clients, though, even in Pet Sitting Linda, do we see and we see their house and we go, oh, no wonder this cat's stressed.
Yeah.
Right. Not that my house is beautifully clean, but there's not stacks of clutter.
And I don't know if this is the reason, but hello, cats are both predator and prey in nature. They're always watching for the boogeyman, protecting their life. All of that clutter, you know how many things could hide in that? The boogeyman could be under those blankets, right?
That's what they got spray.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's true. I do find, a few weeks ago, I had a client come to me and they said, why is she peeing? Like, she's just peeing. And I was so embarrassed because you tune in for a long time because they could be peeing for a whole lot of reasons, right? Medical first, we always check.
Absolutely.
Sure, sure.
That was not it. And then I didn't know these people, so it's their first time. Who knows whether they believe in what I do, you know, like, and I went for and I was like, does someone take their clothes off and drop them on the floor in a pile? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, she just doesn't like it. She feels like if there's clothes on the ground, it's an invitation to pee on it as well.
I knew Linda said that, and Rita's sending me messages right now. Yes. When we first brought Kismet home, my husband every night would take his clothes off, throw them on the floor, go to bed. He'd pick them up the next morning. I didn't love it, but whatever, right? Pick your battles.
I would
pee on the clothes every time. He was the only one that ever did it. And I was like, dude, I guess you need to pick your clothes up, right?
And there's no rhyme or reason exactly, because one cat wouldn't care and another cat cares very much. So I would say more like, because I know I've had challenges being tidy my whole life. So I don't want anybody listening to this thinking, you know, you have to be perfect.
All three of us are guilty.
You don't have to be perfect, but you do, like, you do have to go, huh? And then I think for some of us, like, once I learned that, became an animal communicator, started hearing all these animals tell me, like, I like a made bed. Oh, I'm a lot more tidy because it's not for me. Like, maybe the animals deserve it a little bit more than I do.
Yeah, I make the bed every morning in a certain way so that my cats get to be on the bed, but it protects my sheets from, you know, all the cat hair and cat litter particles.
So let's just recap the acronym.
Acronym, yes.
Acronym.
Anacronym.
One time I misspoke in a big corporate meeting, like a word like automaton. I think I said automaton. So I just, sorry about that.
We've all done stuff like that.
PEACE is the acronym and it's purpose. So looking for their jobs, and I have an ebook about that. Then it's environment, both the emotional environment that they're living in, like they're living in your energetic soup, right? As well as the physical environment. And then what are you doing to assert not dominance and not meanness, but that you expect certain things of them and you don't tolerate other things? And then we have communication, sometimes facilitated by someone like me. And then finally, energy work and body work. Now, you don't have to see someone like me for body work, but your veterinarian or a local dog chiropractor or cat chiropractor or acupuncturist can provide a lot of food. Now, the last year of one of my older dog's lives, I decided to invest in weekly acupuncture. And it was not cheap. It was like $80 a week. And I was like, oh, but then I said, you know, she's been here 14 years. She's given us nothing but 14 years of service. She can barely walk. Let's see.
She deserves it. You would do the same if your kid or your spouse or whoever came to you and said, I need this. It's going to be $80 a week. You'd find the $80, right?
I would hope so.
Yep. And we did. And that man would just like manipulate her a little bit, use some red light therapy. And 15 minutes later, she'd be walking like she was 10 instead of she was 14.
Wow. Good.
For like 4 or 5 days. Right?
That's amazing.
So, and I don't think a lot of people know about all of these resources.
They don't. No.
And those are ways in which if you think about, you kind of think about animals as sentient beings who have feelings, thoughts, and want to contribute to your house, but also have physical bodies that are failing them. Would you really let yourself go 7 years without a dental cleaning? Would you really let yourself not have a back massage or go to the doctor if you needed it? No, not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, yeah. No dental cleaning. Yeah, I stay away from that dentist. I go. It's really hard.
Up, kicking and dragging. But the other thing I love that you said is that we can all communicate. So again, so I was growing up, as many people were, in a Christian conservative household, and anything outside of this box was not of God. I don't really feel that way anymore. I don't know why we limit ourselves or think that, you know, ask anybody in an ER, hospice, a cop about full moons and what they do to people. And hi, that was made by God. So if you're in a similar situation as me, you know, there are bigger pictures. Anyway, Rita and I took, you had just a short little 1 day class once, and Rita and I took it. Just, you know, we want to know about everything.
I just did it about 2 weeks ago. We had 20
people. Oh, it was great. Mm-hmm. Since then, there have been times when I've been working with a client. It's not always.
The visuals.
In a while, I just get a feeling about this cat. And I'll say something like, does this cat tend to be really submissive and scared? Was there something that went on in their past or something? And I'm like, okay. And I just knew that. And I felt the connection. I don't trust it yet. I still have a little imposter syndrome going on. And I'm not, look, y'all, I'm not an animal communicator. Don't book a session with us for animal communicator.
No.
This is just, you know, we just want to know all things cat. But it really, I'm like really kind of tickled with some of it.
And you often talk about visualization too to our clients.
I talk about visualization all the time to our clients. It changed everything for my dog, Sadie. And I didn't even really believe in it, or I wasn't sure about it, but I did it because I was desperate and had no other choice.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt if you try it.
Right?
And it changed it's not gonna hurt.
Everything. Well, that's what I told somebody the other day as I was talking about you, and I was talking about visualization, and she was like, I don't know. And I said, you know, it might just calm you down. Just, I was telling her to send the love back and forth, the heart emojis like you had us do in class.
That's exactly what I wrote in the road up to Mary. I'm like, you know, even if it doesn't help your cats, it'll help you.
That's a very good point, because animals pick up on the feelings that we're feeling and also the visuals. Because most of us, not everybody, some of us are aphantasic, which means we don't make pictures, but you always have a feeling, right? But a lot of people are sending pictures to their cats like, don't be on the floor again. Right? Or like, oh, you make me so mad when you fight Sadie, right?
And you're such a jerk.
Actually, that's what you're sending. You're then sending them the command to do that thing that you absolutely don't want. So what is it going to harm for you to flip the script and send a different visual?
I'll tell you, I know we're running short, and I want to hear more from Kara, but my Sadie, it was time. She needed to go over the Rainbow Bridge. She had dementia. We'd find the poor thing like half under the bed. You could see her backside. Like she thought she was under the bed. She'd just go to the edge and standing there looking into the bed like she'd stuck herself in the corner. It was awful. We put it off longer than we should have. But anyway, she used to love car rides, but as she got older, they petrified her. And she would always poop in the car if you took her in the car. So nobody took her in the car anymore. And she was a Chihuahua, so, you know, nervous. But then it got a lot worse. So I know she needs to be euthanized. I also know our vet is a 25-minute drive away. She's going to poop. She's going to be freaked out. I don't want her to go like this. So first I started doing the love thing. And then I started saying, now I know that you're hurting and we're going to fix this. And I pictured us getting in the car, and I pictured her being happy about it and wagging her tail. And I'm going for a car ride. There was no poop. I didn't tell her not to poop, but there wasn't any poop. And I kept adding to this every night. We're going to stop at McDonald's and get her. She got her own hamburger and ice cream cone, which we never give our animals, people, food. So it was a going away. So I pictured this, you're going to get this. And then I kept picturing the road because, you know, I've traveled it enough time. Like, here, we're on 24. Eventually, I pictured us pulling up and her excitement and how nice these people are. And the end of it was, there's going to be a pinch. But when you wake up, Sebastian, my son-in-law, is going to be with you and all that you love. And you're not going to be scared and you're not going to hurt anymore. And she did not poop in the car, and she wagged her tail, and she was happy to see the vet staff, which never ever happened.
There's a big difference, but it calmed you down too.
Issues. You know how powerful you are from a 2-hour class. You're powerful. It's about, you know, believing before you see, right?
Gave her a better death because of you.
Oh,
she didn't die scared. That's anything. Get me. We don't have a whole lot of time left. So tell us about some of the things on your website, Kara, that people can do to learn more about how to do this, you know, communicate with our animals and think those positive thoughts.
So you can get that ebook that I talked about. And then there's also, if you have an anxious animal, I have something called Answers for Your Anxious Animal. It's a little 1-hour video workshop with me and a couple of people who have anxious animals. It includes a workbook for peace, what's peace in your house, as well as that ebook about your hidden purposes. And then it also includes a meditation. If you're willing and open to doing meditation, you can do that meditation a couple times a week. People do it for 5 weeks and they call me afterwards and say, I think my problem is reduced by like 20%, because it goes into visualizing that problem melting away and more what you want out of that animal. Combining that with praising them all day long for a different job, people see changes, right? Then I also have, you can find it on my link tree. It's going to be in my bio, not on my website. I teach a course that's, if you're really into doing this and you have a problem, an animal who has a problem or a couple of animals who have a challenge, or you think you might want to be an animal communicator someday, I have a month-long course called Animal Soulmate Fellowship. It includes training in animal communication, not to make you a professional, because I believe that takes a lot longer, but you will have 8 to 10 different animals, and also energy work training so you can start to cure problems in your own home, or at least make them better. Learn how to clear chakras, do some EFT for animals. And then you have personal meditative work that you do every week. Comes with an online class, but also 3 Zoom live courses with me and about 6 other people. And then 4 private meetings. Because I feel like a lot of people who teach animal communication and who learn it, they don't do well just having a pre-recorded course. They need the accountability of meeting.
Absolutely.
Sure. That makes sense.
Say we have a cat who's having problems in your house. Well, then I'm meeting with you every week during your time with me. And we're going 90 minutes in and we're both meditating together, clarifying notes. And then we're working on the energy together, how I've taught you. And then you have homework to do it more. And most everybody ends that 4-week course with things in their own home much more peaceful. But it's quite a time commitment. So that may not be for everybody. Or you can, you know, come and join me just for a session, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, session. For us to do, Linda, just to say, because we have 30 cats in our sanctuary, right?
So I've always said that I liken to cats to a neurodivergent nonverbal child. They are in there. They are smarter than we've ever known. They get it. We just have to figure out how to communicate with them. And that's where you come in. And yeah, the things that you've taught us, like I said, our lives have changed. Our animals' lives have changed, which improves our lives, right? And things are so different, and understanding is everything. So yeah, we have so much gratitude. So
it really helps have a behaviorist and a communicator.
Absolutely.
You've sent people to us. We've sent
people. And we've sent people to you. Yeah.
And together it makes, you know, a more complete understanding of cat behavior and what you can do to influence it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people get to take tools. They feel like they have tools. They don't feel helpless in their own house. Okay, this is going to help me. I send many people to you because they need more help than I can provide, especially right away, you know, that's more practical, right?
Well, because just as in parenting, there are things that are going on internally that you may want to send your child to a therapist to crack that code, figure out how to deal with it. But then there are things that are going on in the environment that are not meeting the needs, or maybe there's a medical issue or something, you know. This is vets, behaviorists, communicators, energy work. I'm like, we're a part of a whole picture.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's why our company is called Cat Behavior Alliance, because we designed it a long time ago. It takes an alliance. It really takes a lot of people on your team to have a fully adjusted cat or dog.
I'm really glad to be in your alliance. Thank you so much for having me. And that's also true of my Animal Soulmate Fellowship course. If I assess you and think you need a dog trainer or you need a cat behaviorist while we're doing the work, month, you have to commit that you will hire that as well, or you may not be a part of that course, you know.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Some problems are that big, you know.
Yeah, it takes both. Absolutely. Honey, we're behaviorists. We passed with honors. We know all that stuff, but we've had issues. We've had to go beyond.
But it's rare that something's insurmountable. I mean, there's always a way to handle it.
Yeah, I don't.
Unless you've got a cat with a neurological issue.
And then it's still not phenomenal. Oh, there's medication. Then we got to go vet route. Like I said, that's behaviorist, communicators, energy work.
Do you ever find, and I don't want to make you go overtime, but do you ever find that you have one or two cats who are just so territorial and so aggressive with other cats that, and I mean, are constantly causing not just irritation, but like bloodiness that you have to keep them separated?
Luckily, I don't have any blood.
So far,
our clients do.
Yeah, but so far, no. The only time we have not been able to help someone with a behavior is if A, they were unwilling or unable to do the work for whatever reason. Usually there's a jerk spouse or they don't have time for this and it's a super like crazy energetic Bengal and they just don't have the time to meet this cat's needs.
But don't realize Bengals need special
Oh my goodness, the Bengals, they're a special little batch. And or again, if there's a neurological problem, we have had one that I can think of where so much as you dropped a pen and that cat would attack her.
Yeah.
And we threw everything in the kitchen sink at her, that cat had a neurological disorder. But other than that, no. Will they be friends? Probably not. But peaceful coexistence, that's the goal, right?
And you know, as the cats age too, the peaceful coexistence sometimes does turn into a friendship, maybe a distant friendship.
Yeah. Things change. Yeah.
If they sit on the couch together, they might not snuggle together, but if they're on the couch at the same time, they've made peace.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Anyway, any last words of wisdom for us, Kara?
I mean, just remember, like, I think it's nice to just remember why you got that animal in the first place and how excited you were to have that animal. And at least one day a month, try to make it like all about the animal. Phones go away. You pretend it's kitten home day and you do whatever they love, right? Whatever they like to do.
I love that.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, Kara, I hope you come back again. Oh, go ahead.
Yes. Please check out Kara's socials. There's great tips and stuff there and check out her website. I know.
The website name, Linda.
ThePetsEyeView.com. And, you know, check out the class. I know you usually do them in May and November. If May's filled up, you may not be able to get into that one. So get in for November because
there's other things too.
She's a popular lady. And yes, many other things. Yeah. Check it out. Like her ebooks and videos and whatever. Yeah. She listed them. There's a lot. There's a lot of good stuff there.
Well, I hope you come back again, Kara. And thank you. We both thank you for all the personal help you've given us as well.
You're more than welcome. It's great to know.
And Linda, as always, full of more energy than I can even handle.
Of course, this last Lady Gaga says.
No. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mark Winter, for giving us this awesome spot on Pet Life Radio. And don't forget that every day is Catter Day. We'll be back next time.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.